Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Welcome back. You know that's about the French Revolution, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got no beef with Coldplay, man. I like them.
Not at all. They're a great band.
That's one of my guilty pleasures, Coldplay.
They make instant classics.
Don't judge me. A lot of people would be judging me.
Of course.
Week
not.
13 in the NFL. Panthers are off. Thank God. Thank God. I'm serious.
Yeah, jeez.
Thank God. I'm glad we didn't have to talk about that this week. But fantasy football.
Right.
It's already, you know, started last night. One game.
Yes.
And we're at that point now where we're going to start seeing games on Saturdays.
Yeah, starting week 14 or 15, I believe, yeah.
After the conference championships.
Right.
So we start seeing them. Like, you watched an NFL game, then watched the Heisman Trophy be awarded.
Bingo.
It's kind of a weird time, but, I'm all good with it. No, you know, that football is better than no football.
Absolutely.
He's been in the fantasy football game since 1980, created and hosted a radio show devoted to fantasy football, and now he is hosting podcasts on quite a few different outlets. It's Jeff Thidoff. Tito, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I am well. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yes, I did. How about you?
It was okay, man. I didn't hurt myself. I got to watch the Egg Bowl. It was fine.
Do you have any, like, weird food traditions?
Yeah, I do. I actually do. I had a bag of pepperoni.
It's kind of weird for Thanksgiving. You're right, yeah.
Don't judge me, Tito. Yeah. Tito, week 13, NFL, man. Let's talk fantasy football. What are you looking at this weekend? What's a trend you got on your mind?
Man, there are so many running back injuries now. It's something I always talk about in the preseason, that when you get these guys with so many touches and how it affects them the following year. I warned people, I didn't think Derrick Henry would make it through the year in the preseason. I was worried about Christian McCaffrey. I was worried about Dalvin Cook, all these guys. And it's just gotten to a point now where, guys, you've got to really look carefully at people who've got a ton of touches. And don't just look at carries. Look at carries and catches, and look at the postseason, too. Derrick Henry's numbers the last couple years before this, and it just led me to believe his body's going to break down at some point. And, you know, you see it now with Zeke Elliott, too. There's only been a couple of guys that have been able to go against that trend, Scott, like in recent memory. Like, Walter Payton, didn't matter with him at Smith. Eddie George did a good job of still managing high workload, even after having big years. But, you know, you see all these other guys that broke down. Larry Johnson broke down, you know, after a huge carry year, for the Chiefs. So many guys throughout the years have, Jamal Anderson, have done that. We got to start paying closer attention to that because of all the injuries that are happening now to running backs, more so than any other position, with guys this year that are being hurt. You've seen it already.
You know, I'm of the mind that the Panthers, if possible, should look at trading Christian McCaffrey, get some kind of assets, get something, because they're getting nothing with him injured on the sideline. What's your take?
Yeah, I don't think they'll give anything, though. They need to make him more of just a receiver type and not worry about running him through the middle of the line anymore. But, like, you know, he needs more of an Austin Ekeler role where he might get 6 to 8 carries a game, and the rest of the time it's all passes and all that. But It's too bad what's happened to him. You know, 100 catches that one year with 1,000 yards and receiving, 1,000 yards rushing, and that kind of thing, it breaks your body down. So it's just that's what I see in running backs now. These guys have so many touches that I think they're spent. And I don't think we'll ever see Derrick Henry at a peak level again, or Christian McCaffrey for that matter.
Yeah, Jeff, Jonathan Taylor having an MVP-like season. Obviously, running backs, it's tough to give them the MVP. But going into this season, were you expecting Jonathan Taylor to have the impact he is having because of that loaded backfield with Nyheim Hines and Marlon Mack on the Colts?
You know, he's been better than I thought he would, but he was somebody who I targeted in all these drafts that I did. Yeah, like I told you, Scott, I did like 50 drafts from other people. And he was somebody I was taking Jonathan Taylor – and above Derrick Henry. And I did that in a lot of leagues. I thought he'd have a really good year this year, but he's doing even better than I thought he would with some of these 3-4 touchdown games he's having. So, he is the best running back in fantasy football this year, no doubt about that. And the fact that he'll stay healthy is also big. But, yeah, so I like Taylor quite a bit. He's doing better than I thought he would, but I did think he would be a top five back this year.
Yeah, Jeff, Joe Mixon, your guy Joe Mixon, he's having a phenomenal season, multiple touchdowns in the last couple games. Do you see him continuing to have that success this week against the Chargers?
I do. The Chargers aren't great against the run, so I think that you'll see Joe Mixon have another big game. They're going to keep beating him. Look, what I love about Joe Mixon, he is like the perfect size for running back. He's 6'1", 220. And so he's not this like short, heavier back that busts through. He has got a lot of agility. I like the way that he played this year. I think that Mixon, plus the fact he's, he's got over 900 yards rushing already this year, averaging about 4.5 yards of carry. He's got double-digit touchdowns. I like Mixon to continue that trend throughout the rest of the season. The Bengals are going to lean on him to run to set up the pass versus other teams sometimes the pass to set up the run. Mixon is going to keep having success, especially this week against the Chargers,
Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, Kirk Cousins having a decent season. I believe I saw he was averaging about 19, 20 points for fantasy points. Going up against the sad 0-10-1 Lions this week, is he going to have a big game through the air? The Lions aren't that bad on defense, but do you see him and Justin Jefferson connecting for a couple TDs this weekend?
I do. I think Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback for me this week. He's a must-start guy. With the weapons he has out there, and I know that you're missing Dalvin Cook now, but Alexander Mattison is going to be able to plug right in there and do well. So you've got Mattison there. You also got Thielen along with Jefferson as well. So, yeah, I think Cousins will continue to have success. Like I said, top 10 quarterback for me this week. He's one of the guys. He's got 23 touchdown passes this year, only 3 interceptions, which is phenomenal. I think Cousins has another big game this week against the Lions. Cousins, to me, is a guy who is you didn't draft him as your number one quarterback, but he's probably the best number two quarterback you could hope for based on these numbers so far this year.
Right, now, last one for me here, Jeff. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins making a return to the field this weekend versus the Bears. Would you start either of them coming off, a couple weeks missing, or are you looking for them just to jump right back into what they were doing before the injuries?
I think they'll both be great again this week going against the Bears. I like their matchups. I think that Murray and Hopkins are both must-plays. Murray's a top 10 play from this week for sure. And, DeAndre Hopkins, anytime DeAndre Hopkins is out of the field, you're going to play him. So they're both top 10 plays in their positions. I have more confidence in Murray than I do Hopkins, but they're both really top 10, top 15 plays, top 15 for receiver, top 10 for quarterback for me.
Jeff, we're getting down the home stretch. There's only, when do the playoffs start for most fantasy leagues, first of all?
It depends. A lot of leagues out with the extra week this year, they extended it. In most of the leagues that I'm paying attention to and working with, it starts in week 15 because you've got bye weeks that are extended out further now. So you don't have a bye week on your playoff week, so you got to wait through week 14. Week 14 is the last week of bye week. So I would hope that most leagues are smart enough to start at week 15 at the earliest. And I think 15, 16, 17 are when you should have the game. Week 18, you can always throw that away. So I think week 15, you got a couple weeks left here this year.
Are we going to have any, fit-off postseason awards? You should do something like that, maybe like surprise guy of the year or underachiever or, come up with something interesting.
I'll do it. I'll call it the Tito's or the Hamiltons, one or the other. Or the Scots. I don't know. We'll do something like that. Tots for Scots or whatever. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll figure it out.
I like the Tito's. You like to build your brand, and, of course, you probably charge us for it. You get, $80 to do somebody's draft, something like that?
At least that. Yeah, at least that is what I'll do, yes.
He's got life figured out.
I'm wasting so much time in my life doing this stuff. I got to start getting compensated eventually, right?
He's got it figured out, Trent. Wait and see. Wait and see. You remind me of the character in Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2, Lou, and he had...
Lugal, the Lugal, yeah.
The Tugal. That you, man. You can check Jeff out on the Flying Elvis's Fantasy Football Show on the DSPMediaOnline.com and the premier fantasy podcast on the Press Play Podcast Network. Follow him on Twitter at That Happens. Tito, as always, buddy, been a blast. Let's chat next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, appreciate it. It's Jeff Thidoff. Follow him on Twitter at That Happens. Fantasy football guru.